On University of Michigan Week, Black communities are facing a stronger threat during the pandemic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rihanna Anderson, assistant professor in the School of Public Health, explores the reasons why.
As Black communities confront the novel coronavirus, they are faced with stressors that impact them on a structural, interpersonal, and individual level. Medical racism, or the dismissal, denial, and degradation of those seeking health care, accelerates transmission, treatment, and mortality issues, and directly impacts their physical health. This racism continues to chip away at the psychological wellness and wherewithal of Black people. This global pandemic may also bring about heightened challenges with reduced in-person or online contact between Black youth and their extended support network, including teachers, mentors, and family members. Given that the utilization of, access to, and provision of quality mental health care services is lower in Black communities, this extended network is critical for Black children's emotional wellness. Additionally, the false narratives of Black citizens engaging in risk-laden health behaviors places undue stress and burden on youth seeking to understand facts about the virus. Families who are already talking to their children about other race-related issues now have to couch the disparate outcomes of this virus into the talk, adding yet more stress to what children already contend with. Finally, limited resources like internet accessibility, devices, and physical space may preclude Black youth from staying as connected to their routines and loved ones, bringing more strain and distress to an already challenging journey. We must certainly pay attention to the physical health of the Black community during these dual pandemics, but we must also consider the interconnected mental health issues and how to provide resources to schools, families, faith spaces, and the broader community. Remember, Black lives matter, but the quality of Black life matters as well.
That was Rihanna Anderson of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.